All right, so although we're on hiatus for the next few weeks, taking a pause from the podcast to focus on those TikTok videos, the newsletter. Although we're taking a pause, I got so many people asking, what do you think of Roe versus Wade being overturned? Can't you just do a quick update, giving your thoughts? I already gave my thoughts on TikTok, and I'm starting to focus more and more on the newsletter because the newsletter reaches thousands of you guys, and I like to take my shot, you know what I mean? When I put something out there, I like it to reach people. And even with TikTok, a video can get 100,000 or 200,000 views and then get removed. And I never find out why. It just says removed for violation of, you know, the community guidelines. And it's like, okay, that makes sense, I guess, if if we don't have any free speech anymore. And so Roe versus Wade, you know, people say the founding fathers were such geniuses and all this stuff, and our system's so great. I think the fact that so many people are upset over this decision means that maybe the system's not so great. Maybe they weren't such forward-thinking people. Maybe the founding fathers, although they were very, you know, smart in some respects, maybe they were just greedy slaveholders, greedy white slaveholders who are into adrenochrome and occult worship. And although they wanted to break away from the monarchy, the British monarchy, it was more about personal greed and wanting personal sovereignty, wanting to be able to do their own thing, than it was about breaking away from any kind of autocratic system and instilling something freedom-based. I mean, the government in America is stronger than in a lot of countries. We've given more power to government and more power to the courts than what they've chosen to do in many countries. And now you see the negative outcome of that, is people put all their faith in this centralized arbiter of what's law and what's not, the Supreme Court. And now the country is ripped apart. A couple of old people in black robes have managed to disable the remaining unity of a country of 350 million people. So maybe the founding fathers didn't build such an awesomely perfect system. Maybe it's a system filled with flaws. You look at homes that were built in colonial times, right? The ceiling is so low because they didn't have good diet and they were shorter. Ceilings are so low, you have to practically, like, you know, duck your head to get in. The construction style is primitive. If anything's left, it's like rotted wood. And, you know, there are a few pubs in the Northeast, like in Boston and stuff, that still claim to be the original structure. And you can see they weren't nearly as good at building stuff as they are today. This mall in front of me, that's across the street from me that I'm looking at, this mall with a bunch of chains, a bunch of chain restaurants and nonsense, a bunch of just, you know, commercial trash. This mall is built 100 times better than the wealthiest colonist's house back in the 1700s. And yet we're still going by the same legal playbook that these people came up with. So, again, people who say it's such a great system, I don't know, the country's now suddenly divided over just a handful of people in a courtroom deciding, oh, you can't do this anymore. Makes us, you know, vulnerable to adversaries like Russia or China. Makes us even more vulnerable because everybody's all bitter and divided. Maybe this isn't such a great system. So those are my thoughts on the Roe versus Wade decision. And if you want my more in-depth thoughts, again, I spend more time on the newsletter. I just like that when I come out with something, I can include links and can explain my point. And I've just gotten more into writing and less into doing. You do so many podcasts and so many videos, it's just truly not as much fun. Whereas sending out a tight newsletter that has a lot of interesting research on stuff and getting positive feedback from people and people being able to forward it to their friends and coworkers and stuff, and potentially that email that's sent out to thousands can reach tens of thousands by way of people forwarding it around. That kind of turns me on, you know, professionally. As a journalist, that kind of turns me on more than this sinkhole where now we're top 50 in the U.S. We broke the top 50. We're number 46 at the moment in the United States for the daily news category for the week ending tomorrow. So pretty amazing we did that in the charts. No money, no advertising. It's just a small startup based outside of D.C. Pretty amazing, but I'm so tired of doing this podcast that rather than continue, again, hiatus for the next few weeks at a minimum, and go back through the old episodes. The last 10 or so episodes are some of the best that we've put up so far. So the one called Chrome Club, You go back a few episodes, Chrome Club is all about elites and the allegations that they get high on adrenochrome, which is the adrenalized blood of tortured infants and children. And then you go back further, some discussion of the NFT world. Are NFTs a scam, or is it yet another innovation based on blockchain technology? And then I talk about how Larry Fink at BlackRock allegedly tried to harm Bitcoin earlier this year. And those are the episodes that I would encourage all you guys to listen to who are new to the podcast. Because I know some people are coming over here from, I guess, the TikTok videos that went viral. And so, again, top 50 in the U.S. is great, but I'm so bored of doing this show. And we've come out with what we wanted to come out with. And so listen to those old episodes. Listen to those previous episodes. And if you want to go much, much deeper, get the newsletter. Link will be in description. And that's it. Thank you guys so much.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.